The Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big-time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
Great to have you along on a Monday morning at KSL News Radio. By the way, we have this posted on our Facebook page, Doug Wright Show Facebook page, and we're just asking you your thoughts on moving the Utah State Prison. And we're simply putting it this way. Is the Utah prison going to move or not? The legislature voted 70-3 in the House and 25-1 in the Senate that Draper is not the proper place for the facility. And now there's a bill that would force the relocation committee to consider keeping the prison right in Draper. This is State Representative Merrill Nelson. Grantsville introduced a bill that would require the Prison Relocation Commission to go against its own decrees and consider the current point of the Mountain Prison site as the place for the new prison's construction. Now, remember, Representative Nelson is very concerned, as are a lot of people in Tooele County, about having it there at the Miller Motor Sports Park in that general vicinity. We thought we would go right to the commission itself, talk with one of the co-chairs, and Senator Jerry Stevenson joins us right now. Jerry, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Doug. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
So where do we stand right now? There was a scheduled meeting, but that was postponed at the tail end of last week. We heard some rumblings that there might actually be an expansion of the short list of places under consideration. What's happening at this point?
I think the possibility of expansion is certainly an option. As we've looked at sites, we really need more information, we think, before we go into our next prison relocation meeting. We need more technical evaluation of the sites that we're looking at. And we have taken a look. We did have a lot of additional sites that were proposed. Most of those sites fell into the same category as the 20 that we dropped off originally. Some of them are just a long ways away and have no infrastructure. As we look at what's going to take place here with a site, you know, the cost of the real estate may not be the least expensive or the most expensive piece of relocating. Even when we get to a building, the most expensive piece may be to get all the utilities to that site.
Right.
And so if we go remote, if you will, and seem to meet all of the needs of everyone, then that probably won't work well for us. So we think we're going to have to be at a site similar to what we have, one of the three that we have selected at this point, or one very close to those sites.
As far as the support on Capitol Hill for the relocation of the prison, there are some pretty impressive numbers. The resolution to basically move, just overwhelming. Senate and House, the Prison Relocation Commission, the permission to form the commission, again, overwhelming, Senate and House. Do you feel, Jerry, that any of the support has waned at all over the last year?
Well, I think the answer to your question is yes, depending on what backyard you were in.
Yeah.
As the backyards have moved, we think that, you know, that there certainly has been a lot of criteria or a lot of reasoning for don't put it in my backyard. We've had great sites, and there are reasons for that. Some of those were dropped off or taken off, actually, by the property owners. And we think that there's, at least as I read the resolution, which I did this morning after I talked to your invite person, as I look through this, the resolution, permission was given basically by the legislature to move into a step to relocate a prison. And if we look at the resolution that we passed last year, that was, like you say, it was near unanimous. So we've moved to that step, and that's what we're progressing through at this point.
Right.
That finding a location.
At this point, do you believe ultimately that there is any traction at all for State Representative Merrill Nelson's bill? Now, of course, you know, he's talk about the backyard. That site at the Miller Motor Sports Park has his dander up, no doubt. Does this bill have any traction to require you to basically put the Point of the Mountain site back on the list and seriously consider it?
Well, I'm going to go back to the resolution we passed last year, and part of that resolution said that we would consider taking into consideration the present site of the prison, and we would evaluate that on merits and look at the possibility of staying on that site. And we have done that, and we feel that that's not a viable option at this time.
Right. You know, the thing that's interesting, and I really get it, you know, with my family, they had the prison in the backyard, you know, for a long, long time up there at Sugar House Park, to the point where many people in the neighborhood worked at the prison. Many people in the neighborhood ministered in various ways at the prison. And then real tough decisions were made by our forebears back in the late 1940s that it was indeed time to move the prison. And I heard some of the very same arguments. My grandfather used to tell me this, you know, that about moving the old territorial prison way in the heck out into Draper and, you know, the people complaining about that. Boy, but at that time, tough decisions were made. And for 70 years now, by the time we actually get something built and perhaps prisoners actually being relocated to another facility, wherever it may be, it'll be 70 years. And it's a tough decision. It's not going to be perfect for everyone. It will be, depending on your definition of your backyard, it will be in somebody's backyard. But I agree. I think this is something we absolutely need to do.
It is time, and if we look at all the numbers and all the things we're doing with CCJJ and so forth, and looking at how we sentence the type of programs we have to run, it's just those all make sense to run from different facilities. We need upgrades, we need changes, we need all the things that more modern incarceration would bring. And it would be almost impossible to locate them at Draper. We think that there's just considerable savings in kind of running a parallel track, and that is building a new prison with the type of facilities we would have to have while we revamp our criminal justice system to look at the type of sentencing we do and the type of people that we're putting in prison. And in that interim, we think that that we're going to slow the growth that we're putting into a prison system considerably, and that's a big piece of our what we're going through right now. And it seems like a really big apple to bite, but I think we need to bite them together so that we end up with the right kind of facilities for the right kind of people that we're incarcerating, so that we reduce the amount of time that they come, or the oftenness which they come back, or the recidivism which they get back into our system.
I couldn't agree more. And I know some people always bring up, well, the developers. Well, you know, we would be irresponsible if we didn't look at the potential of that ground. We would be irresponsible if we didn't look at the value of that land. It would be totally irresponsible if we didn't look at the site in Draper and what it could facilitate for the future of Utah and for tax revenue and for opportunity for major businesses with high-paying jobs to move into that area, for light industry, for recreation. The irresponsibility would be if we weren't considering those things.
Doug, you are right on. You are absolutely right on this. This needs to be considered, and needs to be considered carefully. But again, if you look at the programs that we can run from Draper, the renovation cost of Draper, there's a great business case to move Draper just on those merits.
Yeah.
And then you go in and look at, well, what does that parcel of property provide for the state of Utah? And you look at all of the development potentials. One of those that we haven't heard a lot about is that, you know, our research park at the University of Utah is completely filled. And what a great place to put some research facilities.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of different combinations on how property can be, you know, sold, used, disposed of, kept, rented. A lot of combinations there, but that's for a different time. I think we need the prison needs to be gone before that conversation takes place.
Jerry, I so appreciate you joining us, and I really appreciate the work that you and others are doing. It's a tough job, and we'll look forward to more information. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Senator Jerry Stevenson with us here at KSL News Radio, one of the co-chairs of the Prison Relocation Commission.